Hello, I'm Rosalind Hyams, and thank you for joining me. On one of the quieter cobbled streets of Montmartre, the Martyrs Mount in Paris, the recently renovated Montmartre Museum is tucked away. It's a group of historic buildings where many famous artists lived or worked, notably in the 19th century. It's also among the various historical places or associations in France to celebrate the 150th birthday this year of the late French musician and composer Erik Satie, born in 1866. Satie, who died in 1925 and whose mother was Scottish and father French, is one of France's best-loved composers. He was also well-loved, apparently, by Montmartre's painter Suzanne Valadon. One year his elder, she'd be almost 151. Her portrait painting of him with pointed chin, nose and ruddy complexion hung discreetly in the Montmartre Museum's recent exhibition on the work of Valadon, her son Maurice Utrillo, and his friend who became her husband, André Utter. The works on display show many of their paintings and drawings actually executed when the three artists all lived and worked on the premises of what is now the museum in Rue Courteau from 1912 to 1926. Aude Villard manages the museum spaces, its tea room, garden and shop. She says the choice of works for the first temporary exhibition after the recent renovation was an obvious one.
They lived here, they painted a lot. Actually, it's the first time that the three painters are together in this exhibition with so many paintings put together and exhibited in the building.
You have in your permanent collection a number of their works, obviously, but a lot have come from elsewhere.
From Switzerland, Germany, many museums from Eastern Europe help us to exhibit the works they've done here or somewhere else. Actually, we have some works here that belong to private collections. It's kind of easy paintings. It's easy to understand. Sometimes it represents Montmartre, and lots of people from Montmartre decided to buy the views of their own neighborhood. And so I would say it's a painting that is really near the people. It's a relationship between the painting and the people who own.
As we walked through the exhibition, Maria Gonzalez Mendenez, who curated the show with Saskia Ooms, explained the paintings and the layout to the visitors.
Portraits, still lifes, and nudes. These are very important for us to develop them in the exhibition. We also want to show Utter very close to Valadon to show how they communicate in their different creative waves of painting. And Utrillo comes after in the second floor, a big floor, because he painted more than 5,000 works. So we show here not so much, but we want to show different steps of his painting from the period of Montmagny to the White period and also after until his death in 1955. Well, this is the way we would like to show these three painters around this apartment, around this workshop where the most part of these paintings were created.
Valadon, who began her professional artistic life at 15 as a circus trapezist, went on to become an artist model for painters like Pierre-Auguste Renoir. She was self-taught as a painter. From her more than 10 years as a model, she'd bothered to learn from her employers. In 1894, she became the first woman painter to be admitted to the French National Fine Arts Society. She was an important painter in a period of major transition in colour and form in Europe, spanning the end of the 19th century and the beginning of the 20th, marked notably by key French painters such as Cézanne or Matisse.
On voit ici notamment cette toile aussi de 1920 qui montre Seine-Nue et ses plus.
The studio where the three artists painted is now part of the museum. It still contains the red canopy in Valadon's landmark pink female nude painting against a background of rich velvet reds, fine embroidered paisley and chintz walls, a painting called The Fortune Teller. It shows two women, one reclining on the canopy, gazing downwards at the cards laid on the patterned rug in front of her, by the other woman kneeling in the foreground in deep blue folds. Maria González Méndez.
She's very good in nudes. She's very interesting for the treatment of the body, and the nudes of Valadon are quite characteristic. But also, at the same time, the still life and the decoration. She develops the three at the same, I think, importance.
You were saying that she was quite influenced by or appreciated Matisse, but her work is quite different from Matisse, even if she incorporates some decorative elements in her backgrounds, for example.
Yeah, really, it's quite different, but we see an influence from him, as we see the influence of other painters as Degas or Toulouse-Lautrec or Puvis-de-Chavannes. Susan Valadon knows what she likes in those painters and uses to translate it in his painting.
Suzanne Valadon and Maurice Utrillo are frequently mentioned in the same breath. Mother and son seem to have been inseparable, perhaps partly because of Utrillo's fragile mental state. His wintry and distant exteriors of Montmartre, with their diminutive, approximately human figures, contrast entirely with his mother's curvy depictions of exposed female and male flesh and densely coloured interior still lifes, which appear as large as life itself.
Something that happens to him in 1914. Something happens, maybe in his interior, psychological, happens something that opens Utrillo to the colors. And black line appears in his painting. So, and it's true that with lithographic work, he likes very much to introduce colors, pastel colors that he likes to use. He is still painting until the 1955, the year of his death. He always paint the same landscapes of Montmartre in the same scale. And he still show the white colors, but also change with some other colors. So he combines the two styles of his painting.
So what about André Utter, the less talked about member of what became known as the Infernal Trio?
André Utter has another relation to the colour. He likes the colours of fauve painters and more acid ones. There is a difference, but also a connection, because Susan Valadon likes also to use the colours from fauve painters to compose their monumental nudes.
The upcoming exhibition, beginning in mid-April 2016 at the Museum of Montmartre, is broader. It shows the works of 20 Montmartre artists at the end of the 19th and early 20th century. It's called From Steinlen to Satie, and of course includes paintings and drawings by Valadon and her two beaux, as well as Théophile Alexandre Steinlen, Pierre Bonnard, Henri Toulouse-Lautrec, Pablo Picasso, Marie Laurencin and Amadeo Modigliani. It runs till September the 25th and can be digested with a cup of tea and a piece of cake in the museum's peacefully pretty Renoir Gardens. Based on Renoir's paintings, the small garden lies between the museum's temporary exhibition space and the permanent collection housed in the 17th century Maison du Bel Air, the oldest standing building in Montmartre, which first opened to the public in 2014. My thanks to Aude Villard and Maria González Méndez, commissioner for the Steinlen to Satie exhibition, and to you for listening. I'll leave you with a taste of Satie, whose titles contain the ingredients of musical wit. This is called Three Pieces in the Form of a Pair. Until next time, from me, Roslyn Hyams, goodbye.